Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Goblin Trilogy by Jim C. Hines. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Dylan Lynch, Elizabeth Jernigan, Yasmin Toison, Patrick Bussink, Richard Rowan, Terence Aselford, Eric Messner, Richard Cutting, Colleen Delaney, Lily Beacon, Kimberly Gilbert, David Jordan, Bradley Smith, Evan Casey, James Konacek, Stephen Carpenter, Thomas Keegan, Danny Gavigan, Tim Getman, Scott McCormick, Gregory Gorton, and Michael John Casey. Book 3, Goblin War.
Goblin war drums wouldn't be so bad, Jig decided, if the drummers would only stick to a consistent beat. He squeezed between a clump of pine trees. Snow spilled from the branches. Most of it slid down the back of his cloak. Behind him, Relka spoke up.
We should stay quiet.
With great effort, Jig restrained himself from stabbing his fellow goblin. Relka was one of the younger goblins, a kitchen drudge who worked with Golaka, the chef. She had used an old tunnel cat bone to pin a blanket over her clothes for warmth. Relka brushed snow from his back.
Don't you like the cloak I gave you? Why don't you use the hood?
Because that's where Smudge rides.
Jig grinned as he reached back to stroke his pet fire spider, Smudge.
But you do like the cloak, don't you? I got it from an adventurer last month.
Lavender wasn't exactly Jig's color, and he could have done without the embroidered flowers and vines running along the edges, but he wasn't about to complain. It was warm, and even better, the material was highly flame-resistant.
You hate it, don't you?
It's not bad. I like the pockets. Shouldn't you be taking me to grill instead of fussing about a cloak?
Relka squeezed past him, close enough for her necklace to tangle in Jig's sleeve. She tried to tug it free, but only managed to jab Jig's arm.
Sorry.
Her necklace was supposed to symbolize her devotion to Jig's god, Timilis Shadow Star. Rat bones were lashed together to form a crude starburst. Pieces of a broken kitchen knife formed a lightning bolt, the lower tip of which was currently poking Jig's forearm. Relka's obsession with Jig and Shadow Star had begun when she tried to stab Jig in the back. Instead, Jig had run her through, leaving her with a nasty belly wound while he led the other goblins off to fight pixies. Relka had crawled away to hide, terrified that Jig would return to finish her off. Which he might have done if Timula Shadowstar hadn't had this strange obsession with mercy and forgiveness. Also, Relka made really good snake egg omelets. Jig clenched his jaw, driving his fangs into his cheeks as he waited for Relka to free her necklace. What was Grell doing outside in the first place anyway? During a time of battle, a goblin leader traditionally stayed back where it was safe, especially when it came to enemies like this. The attack had begun this morning, and from what Jig had heard from the few goblins who limped back to the lair, this was no simple adventuring party.
Grell?
She said she was going to take care of the drummers.
The area immediately around the goblin cave was flat, covered in small pine trees. If you walked directly from the lair, you could go about 15 paces before tumbling off a steep, rock-strewn drop-off. The drummers would have taken the left path, which led along the cliffside and up toward the lake. The trees were denser as they approached the river. Trampled snow showed where goblin warriors had stormed through in search of humans to fight. Pools of blue blood showed exactly where the humans had ambushed them. The bulk of the humans were still farther down the mountainside. They must have sent scouts ahead. It was a smart idea. The scouts could watch to see where the goblins were going, then report back to whoever was in charge. If they got the chance to surprise a few goblins, so much the better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?